Star Wars 7x7 episode 3562. You know, we can't really call it a mid-season doubleheader. Is it a three-quarter season doubleheader of the Bad Batch that just dropped yesterday? Well, whatever you call it, it's episodes 10 and 11 from season 3, and we're going to do a high-level overview of the two episodes and what they did to us and for us. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, we are here to talk about episodes 10 and 11, Identity Crisis and Point of No Return from Season 3 of The Bad Batch. We got a doubleheader situation yesterday on Disney Plus, and it's a big deal, so we'll do it in our kind of 7 takeaway breakdown format, but it's not going to be really that formal per se. I think I want to talk about first the idea that this pair of episodes is really about payoffs and setups, right? So a lot of things came to fruition as a result of these two episodes, but also we kind of positioned ourselves for what's going to happen in the finale. One thing that looked like we were going to get a payoff on something, and it turns out not, so it's going to be a setup for something that's going to happen in the final episodes, was Crosshair having to take that critical shot at the Clone X Troopers fighter and hopefully getting a tracking device launched onto it, and it just did not work out. The shot fell short. And so we've been leading up to Crosshair kind of getting his groove back, and it didn't quite get there when it seemed to be needed the most. So hopefully there's going to be another we really need it now kind of moment in the last four episodes of the show. Then we've got Emery Carr, and they were kind of giving us the idea that there was a possibility of a turn for her at the beginning of the season, that she might ultimately decide to go against Dr. Royce Hemlock and the rest of the folks at Tantus. And now we have given her the prime reason to, with her discovery of what's happening with the M-Count experiments. She's already said to Nala Say that the kids don't belong there and need to be released. And Nala Say has said, like, you know, you actually kind of have the power to be able to help with that, which Emery thought she didn't. So now Emery's wheels are turning. So when Omega gets back to Tantus, she's not going to have Crosshair to help, but she is probably going to have Emery Carr to help. And as much as we set up a success for Dr. Hemlock in the capture of Omega by the end of these two episodes, we've also set up the means for his downfall with the conversation that he has with Governor Tarkin about, you know, you're spending all this money and now you're asking for more money. What's going on? And the power struggle of the, well, I can't tell you, it's the Emperor, it's classified, la-di-da. And Tarkin threatening him and saying, like, yeah, if you don't get results, then you're operation's going to be done, and so are you for that matter. And like we've said before, if there's any person that can be a fall guy, a villain that gets defeated by the end of the Bad Batch, and for it to have any particular meaning, for it to have impact for the series finale, it has to be Hemlock. He has to meet his end in some fashion. We've also set up a situation where it's going to be all hands on deck to try to re-find Omega. Now, it's not going to be as difficult as it might have been, because the Bad Batch, it already narrowed things down to a sector, right? So there is, you know, a smaller haystack that they get to search, comparatively speaking. And now we have reason to bring Fee Genoa into the mix, possibly Saj Ventress coming back, of course Rex and Echo and any other clones that they can muster. And they'll have to do it without the services of the Havoc Marauder, which the creators of the Bad Batch kind of took a page from season 2 of The Mandalorian, when Moff Gideon destroyed the Razor Crest. And, well, we had the CX Trooper grounding the Bad Batch by destroying the Havoc Marauder, which was almost as shocking as the destruction of the Razor Crest. And this episode also kind of felt familiar to the end of season 2 of The Bad Batch, in the sense that, you know, the whole episodes, you're watching them try to escape from Tarkin's summit and thinking, you know, it's just a matter of how are they going to get out of it, and the excitement of watching them figure it out without, you know, being scathed, as it were. But of course, it didn't turn out that way because Tech died in that fray. And it was the same situation here, where it seemed like the odds were utterly impossible against the Bad Batch, and yet they have pulled it out so many times that you think, oh, it's just going to be some other inventive solution they come up with, and you can't wait to see what happens. And no, actually, it doesn't work out that way. And this is just another sign of how the Bad Batch storytellers have actually been delightfully going against expectations in their storytelling throughout the series. And that's kind of also the way it's been with the episodes themselves. I mean, it's kind of a surprise that they haven't had, you know, goings-on at Tantiss mixed in with goings-on with the Bad Batch, like that they haven't had the episodes show a little bit of everything in each episode. They've been very contained in that regard, right? The episode Identity Crisis takes place entirely on Tantiss. And the Point of No Return episode has sort of a bit of a prologue that happens off of Pabu, but then immediately the action jumps to Pabu and it's there for the whole time. So here we are with those episodes down. We only have 4 episodes left, and the creators of the Bad Batch have set up basically a frantic run to the finish. There's one thing in trailers that we haven't seen yet, which is a scene with the Bad Batch driving one of those juggernauts, and they're running out of road, as Wrecker says, while a couple of gunships are chasing after them. It looks like they're in the middle of some mining operation, and Fee Genoa shows up to help out. And that's about it. Otherwise, everything aside from the episode titles for what remains, everything else is pretty much a mystery. But I think we can safely say that the next 4 episodes, the Bad Batch is going to be solely focused on finding where Omega is. No more side jobs, no more diversions or anything like that. It is all going to be a race to the finale. And those are the things I wanted to flag for you as we think about the 2 episodes that got dropped on us as part of a 3/4 of the way doubleheader season 3 of the Bad Batch. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating or review on your favorite app. Please like or subscribe or follow or join on your favorite app. Please tell other Star Wars friends and fans that you know that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them too. And you can even help in the creation of this show and getting it to those friends and fans and whatnot by supporting the show and me in doing it at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.